Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Booker T and the MGs. That's Green Onions. So, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend Kathy Perry, KathyPerry.com, Kathy with a K. And check out her website. She's a social media expert extraordinaire. The lady I turn to for my own support, we're looking for a guru to help us out. So I encourage you to do the same. Kathy, thanks again for being here. We've been talking about Facebook. You've given us some information on Twitter. Let's touch on LinkedIn, and then I've got a little something I want to say about YouTube. But talk to us about LinkedIn first.
Well, a lot of people don't use LinkedIn to their advantage or to the best of their way because they think it's still one of those places where you put your resume out there. And you actually want your profile to focus on the solutions and the services that you bring to your audience,
right,
your client base. And, you know, and think about the top, the challenges and the objections that your clients are facing so that you can build your brand around that. Then LinkedIn added a publishing platform, so you can publish articles on the LinkedIn polls. That can go like a viral,
right,
just like a YouTube video can go viral. And here's the thing that
can you put video up in that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that the important thing about LinkedIn is 90% of the journalists are on LinkedIn.
Right.
And so it gives you a great opportunity to get in front of the media because we know they're there. And then you can
And they're looking for keywords and things like that.
Absolutely.
Right.
And they're trying and they have to have content just like, you know, everybody
right.
else. So
right.
it's a great place to connect with them. Another thing is you want to have endorsements from other people saying that, yes, I recommend them.
Whenever I get endorsements, you know, they're nice, and I endorse other people that, you know, that I feel should be endorsed. But how does that manifest as a benefit?
The benefit is that it helps in the searching. When somebody's looking for your profile,
right,
LinkedIn values you higher if you have more recommendations than
right.
the ones that don't.
Right.
So it's from a search.
How many is a lot of recommendations? How many is a good number of recommendations?
1,500,
500?
You don't have to have that many.
Okay.
I mean, obviously you want a minimum of 10, I believe.
Now, when you say endorsements, are we talking about recommendations? You know, they're two different kinds, right?
Yes.
There's the written kind. You talk about
the written kind,
and then there's also the kind where they've endorsed you because you are an expert in certain things.
I'm talking about the written kind.
Okay.
Where they wrote something about
right,
you.
Right, right, right.
Because obviously, that little button where everybody clicks and says, oh, yeah, they're good at this, they're good at that, you know, that's a little bit
right.
different than a recommendation.
Right. Right.
They
okay.
actually took time to write something about you.
Right, I get you. All right. Well, they're different things.
So you want to utilize the advanced search capability on LinkedIn to find the target market that you're going after, to really look for people that are meaningful for you to be connected with. There's just a lot of opportunity that people, if they aren't looking at LinkedIn appropriately, you end up just thinking it's another just place to put out your information. But it's actually a great place to connect with the right audience with your information.
Well, there are two different kinds of folks who are using social media. The people who show up and register and become, you know, part of that world, And then the people who use it to their advantage, two different kinds.
Exactly. Well, and you can segment your population.
And we're all moving on a journey of understanding in between one and the other.
Right. Exactly.
You know, we're all learning more. I'm learning more. People. Even you learn something every once in a while in this.
Oh, every day.
Kathy, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Kathy Perry. Ladies and gentlemen, KathyPerry.com. Hope you check out her website and see what she might be able to help you. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassie, I'm a small business advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.